JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Belmont Academy in Westmoreland to benefit from expansion works. And later in Glimpses of Jamaica, we highlight 2 games. The Belmont Academy in Westmoreland is to benefit from expansion works with a $14.9 million contract signed recently for the construction of 5 additional classrooms at the institution. The project, which should be completed by the end of March, will allow for an additional intake of grade 7 students come September 2014. Our reporter Brian Miller tells us more.
Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for Eastern Westmoreland, Luther Buchanan, who was among the signatories to the contract, says he is extremely elated at the implementation of the project, as it will not only benefit students from the Belmont area, but also from White House and Cave districts.
It is what we need to continue our program of development, because education is the only vehicle we can use to bring our country from poverty.
Minister of State Luther Buchanan. Regional Director in the Ministry of Education Region 4, Hilary Foster, says prefabricated technology is being applied in the construction process, which will prove cost-effective. She adds that the project will be closely monitored by a technical team from the regional office. Brian Miller reporting from Belmont, Westmoreland for Roundabout JA.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is the roadmap for making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
And on the community notice board, the Jamaica Cancer Society Cervical Cancer Screening Program will be offering free testings to females in Manchester and surrounding areas on Thursday, February 13 at the Manchester Health Center in South Racecourse from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is part of the society's goal to screen 500 women in rural Jamaica. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was a boy, I lived in the country. I used to live with my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and a cousin, which is a girl. We all share the same dining table. But if my cousin, this girl, made a mistake when she came to the table without a green bush or fingers, I would have my green bush somewhere on the table. And I shouted to her, "Green bush! Don't have one of the green bush, should have to give me some for dinner." We also used to play lapwing. If she doesn't have lapwing on her fingers when she started eating, I would boil lapwing and she would put it under her toes, under the table. But it was an enjoyable time in my young days. My name is Oliver Jackson and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrews.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.